The following program is produced and distributed by KETR.org. You can help by visiting KETR.org and clicking donate.
Welcome to another postseason edition of Lions Roar on the Lions Sports Network, live from the main cafe on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus. Director of Athletics joined in segment one by our head football coach, Colby Carthel. We got a couple of things going on with the football program this week. And then in segment two, we'll be joined by head men's basketball coach, Jared Von Rosenberg. Off to a 7-0 start, 2-0 in the league. And in segment three, Jason Burton coming off of a weekend split on the same road trip at Midwestern and Cameron. We'll talk to both basketball coaches in segments two and three. But first, in segment one, welcome to our national semifinalist head football coach, Colby Carthel. Coach, great to have you.
It's great to still be here and talking football in mid-December. So thanks for having us.
A couple of great things going on and coming off the weekend, a third weekend in a row on the road in the very, very, very tough Region 4, 31-21 over Minnesota State. Just some thoughts on that game, and then want to talk about the rest of the playoff run.
It was a very hard-fought game against a very, very good team. You know, they're ranked number one in the nation for a reason, and they showed that on Saturday. But really pleased with the way our guys showed up, and you know, our theme last week was team up. We got to team up to beat these guys and be the best team on the field for 60 minutes, and we were able to do that and played about as good as we have for a full game in all three facets of it, and we're able to come away with a big win. And, you know, that capped a really tough stretch. You know, the three teams we had to play to get to this point in the national semifinals are combined 34-1, which I think is the toughest three-game stretch in NCAA Division II history that a team's come out on top of. So really, really pleased with these guys and you know, just their effort and their focus and their determination to just keep putting one foot in front of the other and finding a way to pull out a victory.
Obviously, a lot of things wrap around the postseason experience, and certainly now after being a road warrior for 3 weeks in a row, we get a home game. And in a meeting earlier this week, our esteemed university president, Dr. Keck, asked, you know, is any chance after, you know, all this road warrior stuff, do we get home and could there be a letdown? And I told him I didn't think so, because I think we're too close to that eye on the prize of what can happen. And those three games, though, these guys have gone on the road, as you said, over how many miles? I think you just did the
13,494 or something. So
that just really staying focused on the academic piece during the week, focusing on the football on the weekend, having a senior class. Let's talk a little bit about that leadership council. How has that group helped with this playoff run and keeping things grounded?
Well, I think that's, you know, they've done a great job. You know, leadership council isn't just there for discipline issues. You know, they're there to kind of set the tone and set the vision of the program and bounce ideas off from what jersey combination we wear to where we eat to how we travel and how our focus is. And those guys lead by example. You know, we're going on the road, and we have missed a lot of class, but we're up there in Minnesota, Mankato, and we're having study halls and taking care of our business academically. Didn't have a lot of guys that couldn't go to Booster Club on Monday because they're retaking a test or a final. And, you know, and hats off to our teachers and faculty here on campus that are working around these guys' schedule, because it's not normal to be leaving this time of year and playing football halfway across the country. So it's been a team effort, and that's why, you know, it's so exciting to bring it home, because there is so many people that have had a hand in this, some small, some large, but everybody's had a part in building this championship program. And so Saturday is going to be a day of celebrating that for this whole university, this town, and this East Texas region.
And you mentioned, by nature of our seeding, every game we played was an upset. The five beating the four, then play Central Washington, the one who's sitting there waiting and had 2 weeks to get ready for us. We unfortunately seen what that looks like for a one seed in the past. And then you beat the two seed. So we haven't dodged anybody in our region. We come out, we get that announcement shortly after that we're going to be the two seed and immediately go into prep mode. So that ride back to Minneapolis felt like it was about 5 minutes on Saturday. Talk about how that, you know, what the team approach has been. That meeting on Sunday seemed like a little bit different energy bouncing around the football offices.
You know, it is. And you know, the kids get to enjoy the game for about 24 hours. The head coach gets to do it about as long as it takes to shake the other guy's hand. And then you're already worried about post-game meal and the next opponent and everything else. But our coaches have done a great job. And, I mean, $8 you spend on Wi-Fi on the plane sure helps, because you're able to get, you know, 3 or 4 hours ahead times 20-something coaches. So, you know, we got a tough draw. You know, the Final Four is a neat setup this year because there's a 5 seed, a 6 seed, and a 7 seed. There's a team, West Florida, this is their second year playing college football. Harding's been on the road. They've been road warriors just like we have. And of the four, really of the 6 remaining teams we could have played, Harding's the toughest draw.
Yep.
And just because they are triple option, that's a huge advantage because you've got 3 days to prepare for it. We have played against Eastern, but they're a different type of triple option. They try to get you by formations and everything else, so we got to do some things totally different. Not totally different, but, you know, we got to change some things up to match these guys' formation. And they put everybody right there, 11 guys close to the ball, which is totally different from having 2 receivers out there.
Yep.
So, you know, they've got a great formula to be successful. And that's why our back's against the wall. I really feel like, you know, we're going to enjoy this home game and we're excited and we're ranked 1 spot better than them. But I feel like we're the underdog because these guys have the model to beat us. And so we're going to have to play, you know, really, really clean. And you know, our focus this week is all in. We got to be all in everything we do from the true freshman run, the scout team, trying to emulate the #1 rushing offense in the country to, you know, Luis Perez, to me as a head coach.
Yeah.
We got to be all in and play a clean game. And I know it's going to be packed. It's going to be a zoo here on Saturday, mm-hmm. which is fun. And I want our guys and our coaches to enjoy this because we've worked hard and this is a big payday. This is a reward to be able to play at home and bring this kind of atmosphere. ESPN is coming to Commerce, Texas for the mm-hmm. national semifinals. That's never been said, never been done before.
Correct. And I think that as we wrap up here, the one thing to keep in mind, the other thing that has been certainly a challenge for you and your staff, I think it was 6 guys that played on Saturday, it helped us beat Minnesota State, didn't play at Winona.
Exactly.
On Saturday, you've had to, I'm sorry, 6 guys, yeah, that's right.
Our travel roster has been a
moving target.
A very fluid document.
Yes.
I mean, thankful. Yeah. I'm thankful for Google Docs because, you know, you only get suit up 58, and we've had a lot of injuries, and that's not an excuse. Injuries equal opportunities.
Yes.
Harding's had injuries. West Florida's, you know, you get this Division II, that's why it's so hard to win a national championship in Division II. It's not, you're not getting 5 weeks off and playing a bowl game.
Right.
You know, it's not the NFL and you get 4 off, you know. You got to play 16 straight weeks of football, and these 34-1, those are really good football teams, and they got really good players, and it's a very violent game, and so we've had a lot of guys get banged up, but each time somebody else, we had some guys banged up last week.
Yep.
We're going to have some guys step up, and I've got the utmost confidence in them, and that's what makes this fun. It's a team sport, and so we'll have 11 on the field at every time, I hope.
Yes.
Hope we don't have any substitution errors, but we'll have 11 guys out there that have a chance to win a football game.
2:30 p.m. kickoff, as we said, on ESPN. We want to watch the replay on ESPN. We just got the email today. It'll be replayed on ESPNU next week, but we want to be watching that as a victory. We want everybody at Memorial Stadium on Saturday. So appreciate it. Best of luck, and we will talk to you next week.
I appreciate it. Go Lions.
Coach Cartha, we'll be back in segment 2 with Coach Jared Von Rosenberg from men's basketball.
The program you're enjoying right now was made possible by a group of folks just like you who make contributions to public radio. Support programs just like this one. Visit KETR.org and click donate.
Back on segment 2 of Lions Roar from the main cafe on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus on the Lions Sports Network, joined by our head men's basketball coach, our undefeated head men's basketball coach, 7-0 and 2-0 in the Lone Star Conference. Welcome, Jared Von Rosenberg. Coach Rose.
Thanks for having me.
Great
Thanks
to have you. So 2-0 on the road. Want to talk about that certainly right out of the gate and 2 very different type of games. A 1-point nip and tuck win at Cameron and then big comeback after being down 12 in the first half to win by 18 on the road at Midwestern State, which is never easy to do. First, take us immediately through that road trip, and then I want your thoughts on how you – I know you were excited about your team. I know you're excited about bringing talent together, but when you bring that many new guys together – the talent still has to gel into a cohesive team. We'll talk about where we are 7 games in.
Absolutely. You know, I think the biggest thing this weekend did for us is getting on that bus after the Midwestern game. There was no doubt that all 13 guys were bought into what we were doing. We talked about early in the week how important this opening weekend was and to start off on the right foot. And we really talked about giving ourselves a chance to win the last 4 minutes. And, you know, obviously at Cameron, it was back and forth. We had a lead early, and they came back in a 3-minute stretch, and then it was back and forth for the rest of the game. But, you know, the grit and toughness of our group and the willingness to sacrifice shots and plays on the defensive end for one another really showed this weekend. And, you know, the Midwestern game, it seems like a big – like we won by a lot of points and, you know, the final score, but it was a battle. And, yep. You know, they gave us all we could handle, especially in that first half. But, you know, when you play enough defense, and that night was the most shot-making that we've done so far as a group. So, you know, that kind of covered up a lot of what Midwestern did to make it tough for us.
Talk about the Thursday night opener, very close game, nip and tuck with Cameron, and just – in between those games, how you make the adjustment. This was, as a head coach, this was your first Lone Star road trip, and that Friday preparation day with 24-hour turnarounds, a pretty quick one, and being on the road to boot. Well, talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, Cameron's a tough matchup for us, first of all. Coach Brown does a great job. they gave us some mismatch problems on the perimeter, but – going into that Midwestern game, what I told our guys, and I believe that Friday morning, is that from day one we started implementing what we wanted to do defensively and how we wanted to play. It was to put ourselves in position to beat Midwestern's, Tarleton's, and the traditional powers of Lone Star. So, to be honest, we didn't try to change a whole lot as far as how we guard ball screens, how we play defensively, what we're trying to get done. So that made it easy going into the game in preparation, is because that's really what we set our standard at, and that's what we're trying to, you know, be what Tarleton, Midwestern, and those have been in the past 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about this weekend coming up before we get into that little bit of a break that we have coming up with a stretch between games. We have another conference rotation with Eastern and Western New Mexico coming in. Talk about how much you've looked at them. Obviously, they've got a couple of samples in conference already, to results to look at. And an 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock doubleheader on both days, Saturday now with the NCAA football playoff game, and then Thursday, Education Day, really exciting chance to engage the community and hopefully recruit a few more Lion fans to come back after the break.
Yeah, no, it's an unbelievable week for our athletic department, obviously for our program. We're going to try to have some recruits on campus. It's just going to, you know, everyone's going to rally the troops for this weekend and a big football game, and obviously the two basketball games. Education Day has been, I've been a part of a lot of Education Days. They're really neat for the kids to get to come out from the elementaries and junior highs to come watch basketball and see what college is all about. And it gives us a great home crowd and a great advantage. Eastern New Mexico is a really good team. You know, Trace Siegler, their head coach, comes from Midwestern, so they play very similar to Midwestern, which I think is a little bit of advantage coming off of what we just the game we just went through, to know how they play. And, you know, it's going to be challenging. Every opportunity we have in Lone Star, it's going to be challenging. You know, those guys want to win. They have scholarships. They have good players. And, you know, we got to play a clean game, as Coach Carthel likes to say, and try to execute on both sides of the ball to give ourselves a chance to win. And then, you know, Coach Matic and Coach First on our staff, you know, they do a ton of work and scouts, and they do a great job. So I won't look at Western New Mexico until we finish that game Thursday afternoon. But, you know, I'm locked into Eastern right now and what they're trying to do, because they're trying to come in here and get a win.
And you touched on perfectly as we finish up segment two here, but wanted to talk about, we talk a lot about bringing the new guys into the locker room, and only three returners, and two of those actually being out this past week with Daquan and Trey being out. But you've also had to gel two new assistant coaches and lost one of those a little bit later. Talk about, very quickly as we wrap up, just ingraining those guys and how they've come together to get to know the kids, and certainly what your expectations are.
Well, you know, just overall, and I think we've said it in the recruiting process, we've got players and coaches that come from winning traditions, and they've been a part of programs that have been very successful, and that helps tremendously coming in. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. They know how to, you know, approach practice, approach game preparation, and, you know, the biggest part that took some time is to figure out exactly how we wanted to play and how I wanted everything to look. And, you know, they hit the ground running, and they've been unbelievable with absorbing everything and being able to, you know, all speak the same language when we're talking to our guys.
Perfect. All right, hey, look forward to another big weekend. Hopefully next week at this time we'll be talking about 9-0 and 4-0, and looking forward to getting a little bit more downtime before we get back into conference. Coach Rose, thank you very much.
Trying to get to 8-0 on Thursday.
All right, best of luck this weekend. We'll be back in segment three with Jason Burton from women's basketball.
Hello, this is Alex Shiloh from the Lions football team. The Lions Champion Fund is the official support unit for Lion Athletics.
Donations to the LCF go directly to providing a best-in-class experience for all 436 Lions student-athletes. I am Sydney Reyes from the Lion volleyball team.
For more information about the LCF, you can visit lionchampionsfund.com.
Again, that's lionchampionsfund.com, and thank you for your best-in-class support.
Back in our final segment on Lions Roar from the main cafe on the Texas A&M University Commerce campus, joined here in segment three by head women's basketball coach Jason Burton. It's been a couple of weeks. Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
2-2 since we talked last. Great win over Letourneau right before Thanksgiving, and then going on the road, and also a win the weekend before that over St. Edward's, and then starting conference on the road. Very tough stretch. Great win over Cameron, having to come back there down late, or nip and tuck game with a minute left. Take us through that one first, and then we'll talk a little bit about Midwestern State.
Yeah, well, two big things that happened, you know, since the last time we've been here is Courtney Fields tied a NCAA Division II record for nine consecutive threes, and then, you know, Artasia Gay eclipsed the 1,000-point mark at Cameron in a win, and she was very big in our win. Didn't score in the first half, but in the second half came out and had 13 points and was very instrumental in our comeback win. And you know, anytime you go on the road and play somebody in a Lone Star Conference, it's going to be tough. And very proud of our girls because with a minute left in the game, we're down four and we find a way to go to overtime. And then in overtime, we win by 10. So very proud of how they fought. It was a difference in the Midwestern and the Cameron game. We really knocked down free throws in the clutch versus Cameron. And that was huge for us. And then you turn around versus Midwestern and it's not the case.
Yeah. And then, like we just talked about with Coach Rose, that short turnaround on the road, always hard to get 24 hours. Thankfully, this isn't one of our longer trips between opponents. But coming back, very tough Midwestern team that's young. We were just talking before we came on the air. She basically, Coach Johnson does a great job there. She returned everybody, and they were ready for us.
Yeah, I think they probably have the most returns in the conference. And, you know, they're a team that they remind me of Lubbock Christian, how well they play together, how much they there's not just one person you have to look for to stop. You have to stop them as a team, and they do a great job of really anytime we make a mistake, they capitalize on it. Those were the two areas that I thought kind of hurt us were turnovers and rebounds. They did a good job on the offensive rebounds, and they did a good job of capitalizing when we turned the ball over. And those were two things that we gotta fix. And taking a Kobe Carthel, reference, and he always talks about winning the trenches, and that's one thing we've got to get better at. And for us, that's rebounding. We've got to be a better rebounder team. I thought last year that was a strength for us, and we've got to get back to really doing that. And when we do that, we create extra possessions for ourselves. We're a good team.
You know, record-wise, just the data, 4-4, 1-1 in the league, having worked with you for 3 years now, I know you're pleased with some things that are going on, but definitely not satisfied with some others. So as we head into this last conference weekend series before we get an extended break, we've got some non-conference games to work out some things, but as we're getting ready for that conference stretch run, talk about what you're looking for this weekend, what you have built off of in practice these last couple of days, and what we can look forward to.
The thing that we want to do more of is just be consistent. You know, it's like two different teams that show up, and when we show up and play, and I thought we really did a good job of playing last week, and our team showed up and played. Free throws was a difference in the game, and we've got to be consistent in our shooting. That's one thing that's really improved lately is that we've shot the ball a lot better. Now it's consistent effort in our rebounding and turnovers, and when we start becoming a better defensive team, then we'll be good. And I think it's just little things right now. We had a chance over the last few days to really watch film and then get back on the floor and kind of correct some of those things that we saw on film and a lot of those things are on the defensive end. We're leading the conference right now in scoring, and so that hasn't been a problem, but making sure we get stops, especially down the stretch. We looked at the Midwestern game, and they scored 14 points in the last 5 minutes of that game. And although a lot came from the free throw line, we've got to do a better job of that.
And that's just an example of ironing out those kinks, right? Because 2 weeks ago you would have said, well, our shooting's the big issue.
Exactly.
And now we're leading the league in scoring.
Exactly.
So.
And the other thing, too, you kind of start – you're still playing with lineups right now, a lot of new people on the team, and one thing I give Brianna Wise a lot of credit for, who just got Offensive Player of the Week for the second time in a row, I asked her to come off the bench for us. I thought one of the things that was a problem for us was our bench scoring. And so Had a lot of scoring in that first unit, and we brought her off the bench, and she has back-to-back games where she scores 20 points off the bench, and she's leading the conference in scoring right now, and very unselfish. Didn't complain about it at all. She said, "Coach, whatever we got to do for our team to win, I'll do it." And she did that and played very well off the bench for us.
Fantastic. As we look forward to this weekend, anything particular you're looking for from those opponents that you know we can expect, Eastern and Western?
I think Eastern, they do a really good job of preparing. Proc's very good. He's a very good coach and was coach of the year last year. But what they're going to do is they're going to try to make us uncomfortable. They're going to switch in and out of different defenses. They'll press. They'll zone. They'll show different zones. They'll run and jump in the half court. And so you just got to be prepared for anything. And really, we have to make sure we don't turn the ball over. They're going to show us different looks and just make sure we handle whatever they show us and be patient offensively and look to get the ball inside and continue to do what we do. Defensively, we're going to be us. We're going to pressure the ball. And when we do that, when we really pressure the ball, we're one of the best defensive teams, I think, in the conference.
Yep, great. Education Day on Thursday, that started that last year. Great crowd.
Yes.
Really good crowd for your group and brings a little bit of energy because for an 11 a.m. tip, that if there's not some energy in the gym, then it's going to be a little hard to wake up. Talk about the importance of that to your program.
It was great last year. And I remember we played Cameron last year and we were down at halftime. And then you come out in the second half and you got thousands of kids in the stands and they're going nuts for you. And it definitely created the energy that we needed to make that comeback and win last year. And so we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to a chance to have that atmosphere, but also a chance to give back and talk to the kids and be able to be engaged with them. Yep. And then another big game on Saturday. Play. It's nice that we get to play both games at 11-1 and have that consistency.
Stay in the routine.
And then be able to win our game and go over and watch the national semifinals and watch Kobe Cartho lead our team to another win.
Absolutely. Next week, let's be sitting here 3-1 and 6-4 and talking about how we're going to go into the break, all right?
Sounds good.
Best of luck, Coach Burton.
Thank you.
Look forward to before we wrap up this edition of Lions Roar again, Saturday, 2:30 p.m., national semifinal on ESPN3 and the Watch ESPN app. Student tickets and a limited number of general admission tickets still available. I look forward to that. And also want to wish our indoor track and field teams, as they're on the road this weekend, both men and women, competing as they start their indoor season. And finally, congratulations after ending a 29-year drought. Volleyball season ended a little bit too early, but a very, very hard-fought match for that volleyball team in NCAA Regionals last week. We'll be back next week with hopefully another edition of NCAA Postseason Lions Roar on the Lions Sports Network. Go Lions!